Hello, happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake, who else would it be? It's my podcast. I am on board, as always, the beautiful Oceana Serena, and we are in St. Vincent and the Grenadines today. The Grenadines are a series of smaller islands surrounding St. Vincent. I sound smart. I looked it up, okay? It's on Wikipedia. St. Vincent, guess what? Named after a saint. Huh? Go figure. It happened back in 1498, January 22nd. Christopher Columbus, he landed here and he wanted to name the joint. So it happened to be the feast day of St. Vincent. So he said, we'll name it after my friend Vinny. So it's called St. Vincent. It is a constitutional monarchy, meaning the King of England is also the King of St. Vincent. Well, as far as I know, Chuck's never been here, or to either here or the Grenadines. A little bit of trivia. It's where they filmed the movies Pirates of the Caribbean. In fact, the biggest thing that ever happened in St. Vincent. Nice place, very green. Never been here. I've been here, but never off the ship. I'm going to venture off today. Maybe tomorrow I'll tell you more. Before I get to what is happening in the cruise industry and the travel industry, and it's not much because it's still a holiday week, kind of. I want to correct something. Yesterday I mentioned when we were in St. Lucia that we were bringing up the rear of the Costa Fabuloso. I don't know where I got the name from. It wasn't the Fabuloso. It was even a dumber name. It was the Fascinosa. The Costa Fascinosa. Fascinosa. I just don't want people Googling the Fabuloso and, well, there's no Fabuloso. He's making this stuff up. It's the Fascinosa, and the ship is not an old Costa ship. It's kind of new, 10 years old. Built in 2000, or delivered in 2012. Big mama, 110,000 tons and 3,750 guests, and I passed every one of them because where they had us docked, I had to walk past the Fascinosa to get to the terminal. And I was, as I was walking one way, 3,000 Italians, not from New York, the real ones from Italy, were coming the other way. They didn't really do that. They talked normal, actually. Must be when you get off the boat in New York, things change. Also, yesterday was surprising to me. I didn't realize it because Boxing Day was the day after. Here's the deal. Christmas was on a Sunday, so they have the next day off because Christmas was on a Sunday. Well, the next day was Boxing Day, and they should have Boxing Day off, but they already had that day off, so they had Boxing Day off the second day. So these people had, they had 2 days off because of Christmas. It's Tuesday already. In fact, I went to the supermarket. I didn't know it was going to be closed. It was closed. Well, if, you know what? It's Tuesday. Christmas was on Sunday. Go back to work. If you want to do something good for the people, don't give them a day off. Give them time and a half on Tuesday and stay open. Do something. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you what. Well, I don't want to even get into it. I was stunned. I mean, just go to work. Thank you. All right. All right. Shut up, duck. If you're new to the podcast, you'll hear that sound effect, that duck. That is the Drake duck. People are asking me by email, what the hell is that logo that I have? That is a Drake. The Drake is a male duck. And this is Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, and that is my duck. You know how they other people have logos on their shirts for different things? That's my duck. Let us get to today's cruise and travel news. Let's start with Crystal Cruises. I neglected, forgot, screwed up. Last week I got an email from a good friend of mine, Ron, who had received an email from Crystal Cruises, and he was surprised because he sailed Crystal, but years ago, and he received an email from Crystal Cruises and A&K Travel, that's who owns Crystal now, inviting him to go ahead and give them money. You can deposit. You can give them an open deposit now, because they haven't put the itineraries out yet, and they're going to launch sometime next year. Hold on a minute. All right, this is pretty ballsy, if that's the right word to use. They're saying, basically, go ahead now. You're going to love our new cruise line so much that you better give us a deposit right now, and then when we finally decide where we're going to go with the ships, we'll let you know, and you'll be the first in line to book it. I don't know. Is that some kind of psychological thing to make people think, oh, it's going to sell out so fast? These are two 25-year-old ships that are being refurbished, and they're operating a cruise line that went bankrupt and stuck everybody with cruise credits that are worthless. But the two guys behind us are geniuses in the travel industry, Jeffrey Kent and Manfredi Lefebvre, whose family owns Silver Sea, and then he sold it to the Royal Caribbean, and then he got involved with Jeffrey Kent, put a lot of money into A&K, yada, 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 yada. But if you are a Crystal fan, if all you ever sailed was Crystal, we have people on board now, I can tell them a mile away. You just know. They're not stuck up, by the way. They're just, I have to be careful here. It's not that we're not, it's a great cruise line, but we're not posh. Posh is not us. We're comfortable. It's called Country Club Casual. We're comfortable. The people are comfortable. Everything is comfortable. It isn't very, thank you very much. Anyway, if you're interested in sailing on Crystal, you can go on their website. It exists now. And they're very excited about restarting the cruise line sometime next year. They'll let you know. And they are going to some really new, exciting places. Yeah, the Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Alaska. They're going where everybody else goes. And they're refurbishing the ships. They're not saying what they're doing. It just says that they're in Trieste, Italy now to be refurbished. What are you doing to it? Before you ask for my money, tell me what you're doing. Tell me what the ship's going to look like. Tell me where the ship is going. Then ask for my money. That's just me. Not going to get my money anyway. Can you tell I'm probably not going to get booked on Crystal? Okay. There's the duck. All right, move on. I talk a lot about MSC, don't I? I talk too much, actually. I get those emails from people. God, you ever shut up? And I talk about the battle that will begin next year, technically, the rumble. Let's get ready to rumble as MSC rolls into the United States with five of their mega monster mother ships to go head-to-head with Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian. They're building terminals for their ships. Well, they've started. They have four ships sailing the Caribbean now. They have the MSC Seaside, the Seascape, the Divina, and the Miraviglia. I have been on the Miraviglia. It carries 5,300 guests. It's pretty impressive. But I was on when there was only 1,500 guests, so I can't tell you how the service was. But the Seaside and the Seascape, I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, I think that those designs are really, really cool because they've taken Deck 5 and extended it out. So you not only have a promenade deck that many of the new builds don't have, you have all kinds of restaurants and dining areas and sitting areas on Deck 5, which puts you close to the water. That's why it's called Seaside and Seascape. But as I've said in a previous podcast or two, that's probably usable 50% of the time. Because you know what? Winds and rain and rough seas and all that good stuff. Anyway, they're here. MSC is here, and the Seaside and the Seascape, those are the Evo class ship, LNG, liquid natural gas. They're all about sustainability. And hopefully they're all about losing the five languages. I've said in the past, MSC was one of those cruise lines. If you went on, you had to listen to everything in German and French and Portuguese and on. So MSC, they're coming after us. Not me, I have nothing to do with it. All right, so Travel Weekly, I told you, this is a very slow week. In fact, CTradeNews.com that I use a lot, not even doing anything. They shut it down until after the first of the year. They're not writing a new story. Travel Weekly was filling in, so they have nothing to write about. So they came up with the top 10 stories of 2022. And most of them yawn, whatever. But I missed this. I didn't hear this, see this, or know this. You know the story of, Manfredi Lefebvre and his family owned Silver Sea. And then he sold it to Royal Caribbean. He runs a big fund called the Heritage Fund in Monte Carlo. He's a billionaire. And the opportunity of grabbing Crystal cheap, because they paid nothing for it, and the name, they did it. Him and Jeffrey Kent, they did it. Well, they also hired somebody from Silver Sea, and according to the lawsuit, he wasn't supposed to do that. His name is Matthias Lira. And this happened back in the summer, but I missed the story. So he quit. He quit the Silver Sea, went to Crystal, and supposedly took a lot of company information, stuff that shouldn't be released. They took it with them, and so they're suing them. They're suing them for Royal Caribbean and Silver Sea is suing him and A&K Travel for $750,000. And some other things. They say they violated the Florida Uniform Trade Secrets Act. Look, I don't know what the hell. This business is... Let me get on my soapbox. First of all, it's itinerary food and service. Food service itinerary. It is such a basic business. And the other thing, we say this a lot, send them home happy. Send them home happy. Make sure that your people on board, send them home happy. If you do that, like Oceania, you will be very successful. They've been around for 20 years. They send them home happy. There's a million Oceania Club members. There's no secrets there. They do that here with the recipes, too. I can't tell you what's... It's a recipe. Stop it. If you don't cook it right, it's a lousy meal. Otherwise, it's whatever. But he supposedly allegedly violated the Florida Uniform Trade Secret. I didn't even know this existed. The Florida Uniform Trade Secret. There's no secrets in this business. There isn't. Friendly, personable, going where the people want to go, food that you can eat, good service. It's just a basic business. So they're anyway, they're suing him for $750,000 for he didn't honor his non-disclosure and non-compete agreement. There's no, this isn't rocket science. Come on, people. Here's some of the other stories that Travel Weekly claims are the top 10. You know, the cruise lines canceled the calls in Ukraine and Russia back when the war started. Yeah, okay. Do you know the war in the Ukraine is over 300 days old or long? Those poor people are being just, it's awful in the middle of the winter, and I would love to find out if there's any diplomats left on the face of the earth. Does any country have anybody that can practice diplomacy so we can get out from under this? It's scary. And the rest of the story is all about Silver Sea and, you know, Crystal going under, and I'm just, in the rest of them, the only one I saw in this Travel Weekly top 10, other than the lawsuit from Rod Cribben and Silver Sea, what they claim is the number one story in 2022, and I didn't even get this either. And that's the fact that Viking dropped the name Cruises. They're not saying Viking. They don't use Cruise Line or Viking Cruises. They just say Viking. And the reason they did that, according to Torstein Hagen, and you've heard me talk about him, the swashbuckling, the last of the dinosaurs in the cruise industry, he wanted to shed the image of noisy giant ships teeming with kids and umbrella drinks. Oh man, can you just, was the word stereotype our business like that? I mean, no, first of all, this guy did riverboats before, and he fell on his ass when he first started Viking Ocean Going, I think it's called now. But I don't get, people understand what's going on. You could give it fancy names. I've talked about it in the past, you know. Years ago, we always were passengers, and we went to our cabin. And now, of course, we don't go to our cabin. We go to our suite or our stateroom. And we're not passengers. We're fresh meat. But they always want to reinvent the wheel over on Virgin. You're sailors. It's just crazy. And everything, you know, here, and major companies now, you're not, you know, you're the chief talent officer. It used to be the vice president of, you know, what, hiring people, whatever title. But now everybody has, someone said that to me the other day. The new talent's doing well. I said, where's the new talent? Well, our wait staff. Our service. I said, do they juggle? They go, what? I go, do they sing? Do they tap dance? Whatever. I shouldn't say that stuff, but it's just all fancy names. Let's get out of the cruise industry for a minute, you big mouth. That's the duck telling me to move on. All right, so the bomb cyclone hammered a lot of the United States. And now the Department of Transportation is hammering Southwest Airlines. This was a big story today. Southwest Airlines canceled 63% of their flights yesterday. 63%. As I read the story, according to all the people that are stabbing Southwest in the back, here's the thing about Southwest. They fly direct to many places. They don't go through, they have hubs. And Denver and Chicago, not good places to have hubs in the winter, but they fly direct, and that messes things up sometimes. But the only time I fly Southwest is when I want to fly direct, and that's from Orlando to Pittsburgh, or Orlando to Dallas, direct. I don't want to go through Atlanta. Anybody else? Do you want to go through Charlotte? Charlotte, it rains most of the time. Every time I land in Charlotte, it's in a thunderstorm, so I try to fly direct. Well, having this setup as opposed to the hub and the wheel and the spoke didn't work out for them. 63%. I mean, their staff were stranded. Hey, it was one of the worst storms in the history of storms. But of course, our Secretary of Department of Transportation, what's his name? Buttigieg or something? He's all over them because, you know, the government likes to run businesses, but they can't. The government can't run the government. I understand that they're trying to protect their past. No, they're not. They're not trying to protect us. They're trying to exhibit their power. Unfortunately, they're dumber than dumb in every department of the government. Sorry, Duck, I'm going to keep going. Anyway, so Southwest is under investigation now, and they will be penalized and punished and whatever. Here's my feeling on this, and the only reason I have this podcast is I can tell you my feeling, and if it means you're not going to listen to me, doesn't matter. I'm in a small room with a microphone. I think the people will tell Southwest. They'll punish Southwest. If you're smart, I only use them when I have to. I don't use them for fun. I just don't, because I don't like the way they do things. Well, you have to line up and all the other crap. Bottom line is, you don't need the federal government to take care of this. I understand, you know, every airline, you're supposed to get a hotel voucher, and you're supposed to get this, and you get hosed by every airline. They're all the same. They're a necessary evil, like divorce lawyers, if you know what I mean. All right, on a bright note, that's the word I was going to use, the port of Galveston. I've been talking about Galveston a lot lately. Welcome the 1 millionth passenger or sailor or guest or fresh meat, whatever you want. 1 million people through the port of Galveston. And years ago when they started cruising out of there, Carnival did, we're like, Galveston? Seriously, Galveston? And it's hot. Royal Caribbean has a brand new terminal there. So the family were going on a 4-day adventure of the seas for Royal Caribbean. If you've ever been on a ship when it's full of kids, it is an adventure. There's no doubt about it. So I don't know what. They gave them some gifts and they said thank you, and there's a nice picture of them there. And finally, oh yeah, we're at 15 minutes. You're on a roll today, Tommy. There's a company called No Voyage. Okay, I read it now, you dope. No Voyage. And they specialize in designing amphibious craft for luxury and commercial markets. And they are building amphibious yacht tenders. This is a tender that can drive on a road, then go in the water and be a tender on a ship. Now, they don't have a lot of room in it. They accommodate 12 passengers. They can travel at a speed of 28 knots in the water. And I guess on land, they can drive down the highway. This is crazy to me to think, you know, we normally use the tender to go ashore, and it carries 100 people. This would only carry 12. But once you went ashore, it could take you wherever you wanted to go. I don't know if this is going to catch on. The company that's trying to peddle this said that they'll take the tender to the airport and pick you up like a limo. And then when you get to the port, if like the ship is tendering in, they'll just drive you right in the water and take you to the side of the ship. You got to look it up. The company's called No Voyage Incorporated. I don't know. Maybe it'll catch on. Seems kind of strange. Kind of weird, though. It's a weird-looking deal. But that'd be, you know, you're at the Miami airport, and here comes your tender. It pulls up, and you put your luggage in there. You got a driver, takes you down to the port, and boom, drive you right in the water and take you on board. Kind of crazy. No voyage. I want to say Novo all the time. No Voyage. All right. Have a great day. I know where we are tomorrow. We're in Trinidad, I think. Port of Spain, Trinidad tomorrow. It's the last day of this voyage. Then we're in Barbados. We turn around and we begin our New Year's cruise. Normally, in the past, for many years, they were combined. You had Christmas and New Year's on the same cruise. This one's unusual. These guests will leave, and new people will come on. We do have 158. They're going to stay with us next cruise, and I'm going to warn them tonight when I perform that, you know, if I wasn't funny this cruise, chances are I'm not going to be funny next cruise. And, you know, Americans, they want to get their money's worth. So they come to the show, even if they don't like comedy. We better go because we paid for it. So I'm going to tell them tonight, since, you know, if you don't think I'm funny, just have more lobster. Double up on the sushi. You'll get even one way or the other. All right. Yeah, there's the duck. He's right. I'm rambling. Too long today. I'll try to shorten it tomorrow. Have a good Thursday. Thanks for the likes and the comments. Boy, I get lots of comments. It means a lot. It means you stay to the end of it anyway. I try to be stupid at the end. That way you comment on that. All right. Shut up, Tom. Have a good day.